Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. I have received a lot of comments and emails recently from mostly Americans asking whether Poland would really be a place they could move to or in some cases even retire in. And these folks wanted me to be completely forthcoming with them in terms of the good and the bad aspects of life here from another American's perspective. That is why today I'm going to tell you the top 10 positive sides that I think we can agree on. And to balance it out, I'm filming another episode in just a few days on the top 10 things that you likely won't find too appealing about life here. Let's jump right into it. Number one, for those of you that grew up in the hot, humid American South like I did, I lived in Alabama, Texas, and Florida, you likely didn't experience seeing the change of seasons the way that Poles do here. Poland has got four distinct seasons that are all beautiful in their own ways. My absolute favorite time of the year is now, it's autumn. And during your first year here, I highly advise a trip down to the Bieszczady Mountains to experience what's known as the Golden Autumn. Wow. I mean, the Golden Autumn is lovely wherever you go in Poland. It's not just in the mountains, but I particularly find it gorgeous in these mountains. The views are simply breathtaking. I love looking forward to seeing the seasons come and go here. Number two, staying with nature again, Poland is a country that simply has it all. I've heard Poland compared to California many times, you know, with beautiful beaches at the Baltic Sea. Throughout the country, we have enchanting forests you can get lost in. Down south at the border with Slovakia, Sudet Mountains to the west, the Carpathian Mountains all the way over to the east. So many beautiful places to visit. I've really grown fond of hiking over the years and the views of nature that you'll see up in the mountains. Words can't describe it. With so much beautiful scenery, I don't see how anyone could ever get bored living here. For number three, I am going to use as much tact and humility as I possibly can in saying that being an American in Poland is still a big advantage as it opens many doors that might otherwise be tough to pass through. In my experience, the majority of Poles hold a lot of admiration for the United States. There is a lot of history between our countries. Poles immigrating to the U.S. over the years, and nearly everyone I know has family somewhere in the United States. According to what I've read recently, there are nearly 10 million Americans who identify as being Polish American. That number would be equivalent to about 25% of Poland's current population. Incredible, right? But what I'm really trying to convey is that I'm usually always treated warmly here, wherever I go. And when I throw in a bit of my Polish language, that's a huge bonus. I can honestly state that I wouldn't have gotten as far as I am now if it weren't for the fact that I'm an American. Let's be honest. For number four, you know, I spend 9 hours a day talking with Polish people. It's my job to prepare a plethora of topics to get students speaking. Simply put, it's fun to talk with Poles. I've mentioned it before in a video or two, but I continue to be amazed at the average knowledge Poles have about the world around them. Cannot say it enough. I can talk to Poles about virtually anything, and there is rarely a time they have nothing to put forward in our discussions. Poles also have traveling in their blood, so they are a tremendous resource for learning about interesting travel spots to visit. I've learned more from my Polish students about the world than I think Google could ever tell me. For number five, I've got to talk about the fact that Poland is truly rich with tradition and culture. After living here for over 2 decades, I still feel that there's so much left to learn and discover about what makes Poland, Poland. I'm talking about everything from general everyday manners to historical and religious traditions to the way we differ in how we raise a family. For me, it's eternally fascinating. If you're an observant person who's hungry to learn, Poland will keep you interested for years and years to come. Number six, America, if you're tuning in right now, you've got to know that Poles have got us beat big time in terms of hospitality. And I thought nobody could top the Southern hospitality you'll find in places like Alabama, for instance. Upon moving here, you will meet friends easily, and it won't be long before you're invited over for dinner or for a Polish domówka house party. Just watch, just observe how Poles prepare for you. Observe the amount of food they put on the table. The assortment of drinks, the attention to detail they put in to ensure you're totally comfortable. You will be treated like royalty, and I really hope polls never change. Number 7, and since we're on the topic of parties and events, I have to especially mention Polish birthday parties and Polish wedding receptions. Oh my goodness, where do I start? Poles can throw a good party, and they go all out. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were invited to a female friend's 40th birthday party. She rented out a huge conference room in a luxury hotel here in Częstochowa. She hired a talented DJ and a professional MC to simulate a Hollywood-style red carpet party. We all dressed up, you know, for the occasions. Men were in tuxes, women wore sexy dresses. The food was top-notch, and it kept coming. The music was perfect for dancing the night away. I don't even want to think how much money she paid for the celebration. It was simply amazing. And Polish wedding parties, they deserve their own video, and I'm going to make it. These parties can last for 2 or even 3 days, and they are a blast. I promise to make a video in the future about that. To sum up, if you like a good party, Poland is the country for you. Number 8, the food is of a higher quality in Poland. Don't just take my word for it, just try some Polish dishes from some of the local restaurants wherever you end up here. The bread, we cannot fail to mention the bread. The bread is incredibly good. No one will argue that point. You can just taste the difference. A lot of the food used in restaurants is grown locally and bought from farms just outside the city. My favorite pierogi bar just down the street here, they get their wheat from wheat fields just a few kilometers down the road. I could go on and on. Call me crazy, but even the burgers and fries from Polish McDonald's, yes, I eat McDonald's sometimes, taste better. My American family, they also agree with me. I'm convinced that, you know, something had to have changed because each time I return back to the U.S., my stomach gives me fits. It is unhappy with American food. If you agree with me or if you think I've lost my mind, I want to know in the comment section. Tell me what you think. Number 9 is a funny one, but it's oh so true. If you ever decide to run your own company in Poland like I do, you will quickly discover that buying a car for the company is a really easy way to keep you from paying astronomically high taxes. And over the years, I've been blessed to have been able to buy 3 new cars from dealerships here. I'll cut to the chase. Buying a car is a piece of cake. You don't have the stress factor that you have in buying a car in the US. In Poland, the prices are clearly written. They're presented to you. Here it is. You see your bottom line figure up front. There are no hidden games or scams to surprise you at the end. You do have a little wiggle room to get a better deal if you do a little bit of shopping around. You find the same car for a better price than another dealer. They'll match that price and sometimes beat it. And I've always been able to throw in a free luggage rack or some winter tires to sweeten the deal. I can admit that it's actually a fun experience to buy a car in Poland. The man that sold me 2 of my cars actually became a friend and student of mine. We have contact every week. It's a true story. Number 10, for the final point, I'm going to say something right now that's really silly and it's going to get me some thumbs down for sure. But what if I told you that one of the things I love about living in Poland is not feeling embarrassed to use public transportation? Sorry, I grew up in the Houston suburbs with very few options for transport, so I can't compare my situation to Americans who live in cities with established public transport like New York City or Chicago. It is obvious that it's really hard in most places to exist without a car in America. As a result, there's a sort of pressure to have a car and to drive yourself everywhere. If I had told my friends back in high school and early college that I'm taking the Greyhound bus from Houston down to Galveston Beach, they would react honestly like, oh man, I'm sorry. You need to be careful. You know, there's some crazies on those buses. You don't have any other way down there? Maybe I can drive you. Or another example, that's true. Just walking. If you know FM 1960 in Houston, you know it's one of the main roads with shopping malls, restaurants, supermarkets, etc. But just try walking along the side of that road. You feel so conspicuous, like everyone in a car is looking at you with pity. Oh, that poor guy, he has to walk. I can walk in Poland, I can take the train, I can take the bus, the tram. It's so nice, and it also saves quite a bit of cash. Well, those were my top 10. I could list many, many more advantages to living here that you would probably love, but I think those were the biggest ones, just right off the top of my head. As I mentioned earlier, I'd like to have the next video out very soon about 10 things you won't like. I want the balance there, so do stay tuned for that. If you have not subscribed to my channel, consider doing so. I'd love to have you. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.